Texans huddle up here on level 3 at Topgolf. Boy, this is fun.
Sunsets are so nice with you and with golf.
We're sharing a sunset together. Well, let's get to a little bit of news of the week, and that is, of course, the Houston Texans released their theme game schedule. Really much of the same, but it's always fun to see what games are going to be which.
Battle red is my favorite day. It's my favorite Texans color. It's why I'm wearing it. It's most fans' favorite Texans color. So I'm going to speak for you, the fans, because every single week, at least once a week, and usually more often than that, I get asked, hey, Drew, when's Battle Red Day going to be? Why don't we wear Battle Red more often? But this year, it's December 13th, Sunday, at home, a noon game against the New England Patriots. So that's a fun day to bust that out. That's a big one. That's kind of one of the best parts of the theme day when it comes out, is you get to find out when Battle Red Day is.
And, of course, we have a Liberty White Day.
Yeah, game of the season. It's, you know, against the Chiefs at home. You wear white. You know, you can wear white after Labor Day when it's Liberty White, and it's the first game of the year because it's hot.
So, absolutely. Yeah, about Breast Cancer Awareness, our Pink Day?
Always a big, big, popular day, and that's going to be the same as last year on a Thursday night against the Colts at home. That's a game that the Texans are looking to they're obviously looking to win, but they're looking to avoid the same start to things. They had spotted them a 21-point lead last year, but that's a Thursday nighter, the Pink game. And then at the end of the season, that's another one of my favorites, the very last game of the year, because
it's Fox Sports Southwest Fan Appreciation Game.
Yes.
That's my total favorite. See, right here.
I like. All right. But, you know, you don't want to forget Deep Steel Sunday when they wear the all blues. That's against the Titans, as it was last year, so that's in the middle of the year. That'll be a fun one to check out.
Well, as we are doing our summer tour and going around different locations around Houston, we also have our summer Meet the Coaches, as we said. Drew, you have sat down, your DP, with most or all of them. Who do we have this week?
Well, we got a good one, Patty, because we're going to talk with Bob Ligashevsky. This is a guy who's traveled around the NFL, been in some different spots, been the special teams coordinator for a few different teams, but he is high energy. And did you know he had his hip replaced this offseason?
I did not.
Normally, when you get your hip replaced, you're out of commission, right?
Yeah.
Bob Ligashevsky is no normal man. He was running about a month or two ago. He's an avid runner, very fascinating guy. Had this to say when DP Sidhu sat down with him.
I played special teams in college, you know. In college, you coach a position, and then you usually work with a different unit, and then had an opportunity to coach a position in at Bowling Green with the linebackers, and then also have an opportunity to coach special teams. And obviously, as a coach, you want to try to do everything you can to get better and help the team get better. And it was an opportunity for me to coach special teams, and I just have had a chance to continue to grow in that area. So it's been a good positive move.
You've been with Shane Lechler both in Houston, and you spent some time with him in Oakland. What's it been like working with a guy like Shane, who's just the top of his game in his position?
Yeah, there's an opportunity for a coach to work with a player who has just great background, not only, performance-wise, but just football knowledge. And there's an opportunity for, a coach to grow from somebody that's, potentially, hopefully, a future Hall of Famer.
How do you feel like he's helped you grow as a coach?
Through situations, that he's experienced, and developing and how to handle those situations. A lot of times he's been through those, and knows how to interact. He has a great, football background, with his time in the NFL and his dad being a coach. And so he has a tremendous football background, and just being able to be through all the situations that he's been interacted in is real helpful on the sideline and then in the meetings and working with the guys on the team.
One position that you've always really gotten through to is the kicker. It seems like you've had a lot of success with kickers throughout your time in the NFL. You've always helped them achieve their highest level of field goal percentages. What is it about kickers that it takes to coach them through the mindset it takes to be a kicker, the ups and downs of what they need to do?
I think I've just had an opportunity to work with some really great players, guys that were really confident in what they do, hard workers at their craft, and I just think that I've had an opportunity to work with some really, really good players, and good players, help you be a good coach, so I think I just had an opportunity to work with some really good players with really great work ethic, and I've been fortunate to interact and work with them.
You mentioned being from Pittsburgh. Now that you're in Houston, how have you and your family adjusted to living in Houston and being in Texas?
The great thing about Texas is it's just like Western PA and Pittsburgh is they're just how much they love and their passion for football, and that's what we grew up in, and that's what we love, and it's really fun being an opportunity to be part of that in Texas. Anybody who knows anything about football knows the great tradition of football in Texas, and to be able to have the opportunity to grow up in that in Pittsburgh and then have an opportunity to be a NFL coach in the great state of Texas and its football background is really a tremendous, tremendous opportunity.
So that's Bob Ligaszewski, and he is looking to improve things as the rest of the team is, but it's going to be fun because a lot of the free agents and the draft picks that the Texans brought in, faster, speed's the name of the game when it comes to coverage on special teams. Big, big, big point of emphasis for the Texans in 2015.
Well, and it's always good to get to know these guys. Who are you going to introduce us to next week?
Well, I'm going to introduce you to the wide receivers coach, Stan Hixon. He's come to the Texans from Penn State, but he's been in the NFL before that, had a stint with the Buffalo Bills. Very fascinating guy. Got a good crop of guys to work with as well.
Yep, absolutely. And stay with us because when we come back after this break, we'll talk to one of those guys. That's DeAndre Hopkins on the other side of this break.